been turned on.
Hello, this is Cheryl Vallejos with Time on Your Side. And what we're going to be talking today about is goal setting. Goal setting is very important to get us where we want to go. It's like heading out on a trip with a map. So I'd like to hear from a couple of you of how you plan your day. What do you do to plan your day either the night before or the morning of? Who would like to go first?
Cheryl, this is Karen. I'll go first.
Thank you.
For each individual day, I sit down, like you said, even the night before or first thing in the morning, and I write down a list of what are the priority things that I want to get accomplished.
Great.
And I make a bullet list of that. And if I have certain things that have to be done by a particular time or an appointment at a particular time, then I note the time there on that list.
Okay, great, thank you. Who else would like to go?
Laura, I have a daily calendar. I use a PDA, so I enter data on my computer. I do fill in regular appointments, and then, at the beginning of each day, I look over the day and, prioritize what needs to be done, and sometimes I'll fill those things in when I need to do them on the calendar as well.
Great. So do you use the PDA and the calendar, or just...
I have a PDA that I carry with me, but I enter all the data on the computer and download it to the PDA.
Perfect. That's a little bit similar to what I do also. How about you, Todd?
I use Microsoft Outlook on my computer, and I sync up with my Palm Pilot. And it basically gives you the ability to manage a calendar as well as a to-do list for each day and with some limited prioritization.
Good. Well, most of you have probably heard this before, but the planning is the most important part of your day. The 10 minutes that you do the night before, or the 10 minutes that you do the day of before your day starts, that's the most important part of your day. You know the little gerbils that run around in those little cages that kind of go in a circle? If you don't plan your day, sometimes that's how a day will go. You just kind of feel like you're stirring. So the clearer your goals are, the better they are, the more likely you're going to be to achieve them for the day. And here's a few things as far as goal setting is: one, identify what it is you really want. Two, write your goals. Three, believe in your goals. What your mind thinks, it believes. Have a strong desire to achieve it. Know the difference between saying your goal and then believing it. Know how you'll feel once you reach your goals. And another thing is to know what motivates you to get your goals done. I had one lady tell me that she keeps M&Ms on top of her desk, and as soon as she completes one of her goals, she gets an M&M, but not until. So it was her way of finding the motivation of kind of playing the game to get more done during the day. So if anything like that works for you, but also the one of believing in your goal, if I have something on my list and it's a pretty big task and I say, I'm going to get this done today, but I know that I'm not because it's so big, well, that's not good either, because what your mind thinks, it believes. So write your goals, believe in them, and plan. So that's pretty important with goal setting. And there again, it's like taking a trip. If you wouldn't plan a trip to go thousands of miles without a map. So planning your day is like your map for the day. It's where you're going to get more done in less time. And all this stuff with planning your day and time management, all this, I wish there was a magic answer to make us get more done and allow our tasks to get through, we can get through our tasks, but the magic in it is just the self-discipline, the attitude, and making sure that you're doing the right things. And that's what the class is today, is the reminders, the support, and the encouragement. So other than goal planning, the second thing we're going to talk about is writing your goals. Phrasing your goals in the present tense, like I am completing this project versus I will. Think your goals through as though they have happened. So you're thinking with the end in mind. Write words like, I am in process of. So if you have a large project and you have that on your list or your Outlook or your PDA, I am in process of getting this done. Know that you can change your goals at any time. And writing your goals will help to clarify what it is you really want and what steps that you need to take to get them done. So writing your goals is kind of like a mind dump. You're able to get it out of your mind and put it on paper to clarify what it is you really want to get done, and it's going to help you clarify all the different steps that you need to take to get that task done. So now we're going to talk about some of the advantages of writing your goals, and I would like all of you to participate in this. If you would, on a piece of paper, draw one line down the middle of your paper. So you're going to have a left column and a right column. We're going to talk about the advantages of writing your goals down. So I'd like to hear from each of you why you think it's important to write your goals, whether it's in a PDA or Outlook or a board or whatever you use.
Cheryl, you're talking about goals, not tasks.
Writing.
Correct?
I'm sorry, writing down your tasks.
Okay.
So for the day, I have a goal to finish 12 tasks here. So why am I going to write down? Why am I going to write it down, your task, what it is you want to get done? I'll give you one. I'm going to write them down as a reminder. So on the right column, it's going to be, there's no chance of me forgetting it. If I put it down on paper, it's going to be a reminder of what task that I need to get done. So why else would you write down your tasks?
Stephanie, you would clarify the task that you need to do.
Clarify the task. Thank you, Stephanie.
Keep you focused on the task at hand and avoid being distracted.
Thank you, Todd.
Sure.
Aaron, it reduces procrastination because I know what the next thing is that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I think it would also help you plan your timing.
That is great. Tell me more about that one, Laura.
Well, if I've got things scheduled for the day and I've got a certain number of tasks I want to accomplish, I can at least attempt to fit them in during time frames that I think will, you know, fit the length of task. If I have something that's going to take an hour and I only have half an hour in the morning, that doesn't work, but if I have time in the afternoon, that's when I would do it.
Good. So writing it down, these are all great reasons why it's important to write things down. And another thing that I have found that once I write it down, it could change a little bit, and I could make better plans to get it done. I rework the task a little bit to get it done.
This is Karen.
Uh-huh.
I find that if I don't write down my tasks for the day, then I get muddled between what all my tasks are and what my tasks for right now are. So it's necessary for me in order to do the prioritization, like the immediate prioritization.
Thank you, Karen. That's very good. So writing it down, we could all see step one of setting goals of what you want, and two, writing your tasks down, how important that is. So thank you for contributing and participating in that. The next one we're going to talk about is self-management. Self-management, how many of you have taken time management classes before? One, okay. Hit your five key for a yes if you have. Okay, time management. I think that's kind of a strange way of saying it, because can you really control time? If it's 1 o'clock in the day, can you really control time? Can you make time stop? Can you make it go faster? Can you slow it down because you're not done with your project? Time management is, I don't think it's an appropriate term. What I like to call it is self-management. We can manage ourselves, but we cannot manage our time. So I'd like you to write that down. You cannot manage time, but you can manage yourself. You cannot manage time, but you can manage yourself. You know, it's been said that the most productive day for us to get things done is the day prior to vacation, because we make things happen. We know that tomorrow we are leaving on vacation and everything that's on our task list today we need to get done, so we work at a higher speed and we just make it happen. So what I'd like to encourage people to do is work today as though you are going on vacation tomorrow. You're going to set your goals, you're going to prioritize them, and you're going to work on them to get them done like there's going to be no tomorrow, because tomorrow's vacation. So when you manage yourself, you set your goals daily, you write your goals down, you get motivated, you manage yourself to get more done. And a big one is to prepare for the unexpected. And Karen, this is a little bit like the question you asked. We plan our day like we would like it to happen, all our priorities and the timelines, but you have to plan for the unexpected. You have to know that it's like Murphy's Law. If something's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong. It's going to go wrong at the worst possible time and cost the most amount of money. So knowing that those things are going to go wrong, and that you will just handle the most important task that's in front of you at the time and not beat yourself up for it. Know that there will be those times when you're not going to get some of your tasks done because of the unexpected. You have to live in the choice to be able to get done with the most important thing at hand. And like for me, if I have 10 things on my list and 5 of them are the high priorities for the day, they're the A1s, and my computer breaks, well, now I have to make a choice between, do I get my priorities done that are on my task list, or do I work on fixing my computer? Well, for me, I'd have to stop and fix my computer because my computer is my work. So that might take 2 or 3 hours out of my day. I just have to know that. I made the choice to do that because that turned into the highest priority. And I think that's what throws our schedule off sometimes, are those things that we are not expecting. But if we know that they're going to happen, we just know that our day isn't going to go sometimes like we plan it, that's okay. We're going to be at a better frame of mind, and our attitude is going to be okay to where we're going to get back on track as soon as we take care of those urgencies. One thing that helps for me is when I'm looking at my task list is to ask myself when I'm going through the day, am I doing the highest priority thing at this moment? So whatever it is that I'm working on, if I ask myself that question, and if I'm not working on one of the higher priority things, then I have to live in the choice of, well, I'm going to continue to do this because I enjoy it, or I need to make the choice of, you know, this can wait. I better get done with my higher task list. So if you ask yourself during the day, am I doing the highest priority thing at this moment? That allows you to make the decision of getting more done that's more important if it's not what you're doing at that time. Another thing I encourage my clients to do is at the end of the morning and at the end of the evening, ask yourself this question. What did I do this morning to get me closer to my goal? In fact, several of my clients even have this written down. It's like in their journal. What did I do today that got me closer to my goals. So if you have a goal to, let's just say, increase clients, what did you do today to get you closer to your goal? So by asking yourself that question, you'll be able to see if you're getting to the true goals. Are the tasks on your list, do they cross with what your goals are? And how are you making those come together? Does anyone have any questions about all that? Okay.
No, this is Cheryl, this is Karen.
Yes.
I don't have so much questions, it's just starting to try and, it's getting me thinking as to where is it that I get off track.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm sitting here thinking about in the silence.
Good, good. Well, you know, if you can get that figured out, that might help get more done in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
And that could be, you know, those little unexpected things that come up, or maybe that phone call that moved into a higher priority that took precedence over the other things on your task list. But it's knowing that once you get that done, then you move right back onto your task list. So we're still talking about self-management, and I would like you to take a clean piece of paper and draw a circle, a big circle on that piece of paper. We're going to make a clock. At the top, put the number 12, the bottom a 6, the right a 3, and the left a 9. In the middle, you write the words, another little circle with the words self-management. Now just imagine if that clock had the large hand and the small hand on it. You know that you cannot control time. We know that we can't slow it down, we can't make it go faster, and we just can't control time. So the outer circle, the bigger circle, we're going to put some words in there that are going to help us know that self-management is what's going to get us to better controlling our day so it doesn't control us. So I'm going to start off and give you some words, and then I'd like you all to participate and give me another word to put in that circle. So we're going to start off with effectiveness, self-management. All of these words are going to go in the bigger circle. The next word is motivation. Another is direction. If you know the direction you want to go, you can manage yourself. Another is accountability. Are you holding yourself accountable for the things that you want to get done for the day? Another is desired results. Are you getting to the results that you want? Okay, let's go around the room. I'd like to hear from you of some other words that we could put in the circle that pertain to self-management. How can we manage ourselves better to get more done?
Christina, making a commitment, having a commitment to a goal or a certain task.
Thank you. That's a good one.
Laura, organization, being organized.
Mm-hmm.
Supports you in doing that.
Thank you, Laura.
This is Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Flexibility, so that when my schedule doesn't go or my plan doesn't go according to plan, that I just stay flexible and adjust accordingly and move forward.
Thank you, Karen. That's a good one.
This is Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say to be aware of those things that tempt you from getting away from your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And avoiding them.
Avoiding temptation. Stephanie.
I was good. Very good.
Okay, good. Thank you. So all of those things in the larger circle, and I'm sure if we had more time, we can think of a lot more to go in there, but you can see if this is your clock, you can manage yourself with all of these things inside that clock, and get more done in less time with the self-management than you can by thinking of time management. So remember, you cannot manage time, but you can manage yourself. Any questions before we move on to number four? Okay, the next one we're going to talk about is focusing on the results. You need to ask yourself, if you have a task or a larger project, how will you feel once that is done? And I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm able to check something off and know that it's done, it's really a great feeling. It's me being able to control my day instead of letting it control me. So what I do, I have a PDA and I use Outlook and they sync up together. I have an eraser board that I use, and the night before I have a folder for the day. For every day I have 31 folders. Every day the one that comes up for today, so like the 14th was right in front, I take that 14th and I look through what's in there, the paperwork, the phone calls, the meetings, whatever they are, and I prioritize them on my eraser board. And it's such a great feeling to be able to erase one of those off, to know that I've accomplished getting that task done. So that's how I do it. My calendar in Outlook is more for my meetings and where I need to go, and then writing things down on the board so I can prioritize it easy and change if I need to change my mind and see it at a glance. And besides, at the end of the day, I could look at the board and see that maybe there were 22 things when I started and there's only 4 or 5 left. That's a great feeling. So focusing on the end result is pretty important. So look at the outcome of what you really want to achieve and know that there's a big difference between being busy and getting results. There are a lot of times when people are just busy, 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 but are they really getting results? And that goes back to the question that you ask yourself of, what did I do today to get me closer to my goals? So I'm going to share with you now, it's called the OPD method, Organize, Plan, and Do. So on another piece of paper, if you would draw a funnel, large at the top, and then going down towards the middle, and a place at the bottom for something to come out of. This is the OPD method. At the top of the funnel, where it's the largest, write the word project. And then the subtitles under the project, there'll be 4 of them. The first one is, write the individual tasks that are within that project. And then the 3 things, the organize, the plan, and the do, the OPD method. So this is a format that I use for a lot of my projects. I'll list the project at the top, whatever that project is. Like I'm planning for another book. I want that book to be done in 6 months. So the individual tasks under there, I'll have listed all the different tasks that will consist in writing that book. After I get all that done, I organize it, I plan it, and do it. And what I do is visualize the things coming out the bottom of the funnel one at a time as I get them done. So it's the visual of knowing that you're getting things done as they pass through the funnel. You can't pass a large project through a funnel. It just doesn't work that way. We don't complete our projects. We complete the tasks within the project. So if you know to break the projects down into smaller pieces, organize, plan, and do, then it's more likely that you're going to achieve your goals by breaking them into smaller pieces And besides, you can do them quickly. You could do a smaller project quickly versus keeping it as a whole and knowing that it's going to be a two-hour project. And I know we're moving through this pretty fast. In the four-week series, we go a little bit slower on this and into more detail. But this gives you an idea of what to do with those larger projects and how to accomplish more, get more results by visualizing the task coming out of the funnel one at a time until you're finally done with that project. So is there any questions about how this would work or what it looks like to you? Or would this work for you?
But this is Christina. I think that it would work for some of those sort of work-related projects. I have more of a problem sort of organizing myself in terms of both work, but then also exercise and recreation and daily functioning activities, too, how to make all of that sort of work for me.
Balancing it all together,
balancing it all out. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And that's actually class two. It's getting yourself organized. There's a lot I talk about in class two that goes along with that. But I'm going to just share a little bit of that with you of writing down what it is that you want and putting the balance in your life, making sure that the balance is there. And if you set the time of when is your peak time, and during your peak time, do you want that to be your exercise? If you do, you plan for it, and once you plan for it, then you try to get that to happen as much as possible. And there again, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, but at least you're planning for it. When our life is out of balance, it's like a tire on a car. The tire is not going to go in the right direction if it's not in round. So your life, if it's not in round, then your tire is getting flat, and you might find that you might be a little bit short or grumpy with family if your tire is out of round. So it's important that all of those things go together. Christina, that was a great question or a great comment. I'm going to share a little bit from class two. What I do is the ABCD method. And what that is A is a must do. B is the should do. C, it would be nice to do. D is the delegate list. And E is eliminate all that you can. So in the second series of this, what we do is go into this in a lot more detail of the ABCDE list. And if exercise is on your list today, is that an A? Is that a must do? Is that a B? A should do? Or a C would be nice to do it. And then from there, you just work it into your list when you prioritize to make sure that you're going to get it done. Or if it's a would be nice to do, then it might kick into a third gear and not get done. A lot of this was out of the Brian Tracy's book, which I would highly recommend. It's called Time Power. He has a lot of good information in there. And then,
excuse me, who's the author?
Brian Tracy.
Brian Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So as I created this ABCD list and made it work for the way I think it would be the most efficient, that's how I do my task list, and I work with my clients on time management on how to put their tasks in order to get more done in less time with the ABCDE list. So you can see if that works for you, Christina, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Okay, any other questions?
I have a question, comment. This is Laura.
Uh-huh.
I can see the benefit of pre-planning, and I know I should do more of that. But I find sometimes that it just seems like it takes a long time to write all these things out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that it's taking time away from activities I could be doing.
Okay.
That's where I get stuck.
That's a very good point. And do you know, Laura, I don't know, I think I've been to 10, 15 different time management classes over the years. I just love the stuff. And that's one that they repeat over and over and over again, that the most productive thing you can do is to plan. And I know that 10 minutes of planning, you can get one or two more other little things done. But when you don't plan, you don't get done as much or as productive as you do when you do plan. And, I wasn't going to tell this story because I don't know it in its entirety or its the specifics, but I'm going to just share it. There's this, I'm just going to use IBM. IBM hired this consultant to come in and work with him as a coach. And the CEO said, why should I pay you? Why should I hire you? And they talked and talked, and the coach said, let's do this for 3 months. And if you don't get anything out of it, you don't have to pay me. If you do get something out of it, then you could pay me what you think it's worth. So they set the agreement, and he wasn't paying the coach. And after 3 months, the CEO paid the guy $20,000 because of the results that he was getting. And the main thing he learned was to do the 10 minutes the day before his day starts. He said he not only does it, but he does it with all of his managers in the company. And the company has been so much more productive ever since they started that. So the 10 minutes of your day, it might take a little time out of your day, but it can be the most productive thing that you could do because you're writing your goals, you're writing your tasks down, you're setting your goals on what you want to get done, you're prioritizing your task list, and you're doing some self-management. Does that make sense, Laura? So planning is pretty important. Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about is procrastination. And here's another thing I'd like you to write on your piece of paper. Avoidance drains your energy. Avoidance drains your energy. When we put things off, all it's doing is draining our energy. So some of the steps to kick procrastination out the door, we're going to list them now. So the first one is to calculate time needed to do a project. So estimate a time that you'll need to do a project. So if you have something that you're procrastinating, look at that item, look at that task, and see, is this going to take me 10 minutes or 1 hour, and then put it on your task list. Sometimes that will help with the procrastination. Another thing is set the time for the harder things to do during your peak time. When is your peak time? Is your peak time early in the morning, at noon, in the afternoon? Like for me, my peak time is late at night. 10, 11 o'clock, I am ready to go. That's when I'm going to get the most done. So my hardest projects, they're going to be on my task list late at night because I know that's when I'm going to get more done. Another thing is to know that the energy drain, if you don't do something, if you procrastinate, just know that that's draining your energy, that once you get that done, it's like such a relief. It's like having that M&M. Another thing is writing that down. The things that we procrastinate, if you do the self-management, you write it down, you plan for it, and move towards achieving it. So it's the OPD method, organize, plan, and do. And another big one is positive self-talk. The affirmations that you do will help you move through procrastination. And the best time to do an affirmation is right before you go to sleep at night. If you're telling yourself, I will get done with the Miller case tomorrow, and you say that over and over and over again, what your mind hears, your mind believes. So the affirmations, the positive self-talk that you do will help move you through procrastination. I'd like to hear from two of you other ways that you get over procrastination, how you overcome some of that. Who would like to go first?
This is Stephanie. I'll go first. It's a bit like your lady with the M&Ms. It's a reward. You know, when I've done this, then I will do such and such, either maybe it's time off or read a book or do something for myself, which is a reward for having done the task that I've been avoiding.
Good. Who would like to go second?
Cheryl, this is Karen. I notice I've noticed the types of things I do when I'm procrastinating, so I catch myself when I'm doing that.
Good.
And then I look at my task list and say, okay, what's the next thing that I should be doing? So I've trained myself to become quite aware of when I'm in procrastination mode.
Good.
And whether I stay there or I don't stay there, at least I'm aware that I'm in that mode.
And you're making the choice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can decide, okay, I'm going to procrastinate for another, you know, whatever, half hour, or I'm going to do something else that's not on my task list, that's a low priority, or I'm going to go back to what the next priority is.
Good. Thank you, Karen. For me, you know the board I told you about where I write things down? So when I have everything written on my list, and then I go through and pick the A, B, and C things that need to get done, or the, you know, D, delegate, or E, eliminate. But the ABCs is where I'm going to prioritize. And then all the A's, I'll go to A1, A2, A3, and A4, and then do the same thing with the B's and the C's. So if I write them down in priority order, I'm less likely to procrastinate, because with the self-management, I'm less likely to move on to my B's and my C's until I'm done with my A's. In fact, I try very hard not to go on to A2 until I have done A1. And I try not to go to my B's until all of my A's are done. Sometimes it doesn't work. If there's a phone call comes in and it's one of the things on my C list, well, then I just take care of that C item then. But procrastination, if you're doing the goal, setting the task, writing them down, and prioritizing, it's easier to avoid procrastination when you're doing the self-management to make sure that it's on your list in the order that you want to get it done, then it's harder to do the procrastination. So that's one thing that works for me. Another thing is to picture it in your mind as though you have already accomplished it, and not to beat yourself up for things that don't work out. Know that you have the choice and that you're making the choice. So if you make the choice, say, not to do one of your high priorities for the day, if you made that choice, don't beat yourself up for it. It's like if I want to take the afternoon off to go play golf or to go meet a friend for lunch, I'm not going to beat myself up for it. I'm going to accept that, knowing that I made the choice. Even if I don't have all of my A's done for the day, I'm going to make that choice, and I'm going to be happy with it. So the self-management, again, kicks in, and the attitude is there of, it's not going to stress me out, because you got to make the choice. And once you've made the choice, allow that to happen and be happy with it. So the great feeling of knowing that you live in choices. And then the positive reinforcements. So all of those are things that help with procrastination, and the awareness, like Karen, you mentioned, being aware that you're procrastinating, that has a lot to do with it too. And there are many reasons why people procrastinate. Sometimes the fear of success, sometimes the fear of failure, but whatever it is, you try to move yourself past the procrastination, and that is a whole series, hour that we have in the four-part series is just on overcoming procrastination. So another thing I'd like you to write down on your paper is, whatever your mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
Could you repeat that?
I will.
Thank you.
Whatever your mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. So sometimes people procrastinate because they feel they don't know enough. They can't make those calls because they feel that they don't know enough or they might not know the answer. Well, the affirmations that you tell yourself, the positive self-talk that goes on in your mind is what's going to get you to success. So know that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So I'm going to recap now of the things we talked about, which is one, setting your goals and realizing the importance, writing your tasks down and plan for getting them done. Number three is self-management. If you can imagine controlling your day better by self-management, you'll get more done. You're more likely to achieve things. Number four, focus on results. Actions do not mean results, so you have to focus on results. And number five is getting rid of the procrastination. So I would like to challenge all of you today to write three things down that you'd really like to get done either today or this week, and do the OPD method, the organize, the plan, and the do, and get them done. And start taking control of your day before it controls you. Does anyone have any questions or comments about what we've talked about today? Would anyone like to add to some of the things that we talked about that maybe that you do that would help some of the other people on the call?
This is Christina. I'd say that to your first question is that I think that I found it very helpful the way you have conceptualized it, like the 5 points you just gave us right now, and to think more in terms of organizing, planning, and to do.
Thank you.
I think that will help me.
Good. Thank you, Christina.
So Stephanie, yes, I found it helpful because I tend to get very easily distracted and I get bored with doing stuff. So what do you recommend if you get really bored with doing something? So, for example, if I've decided that I really must, it's a kind of a thing, I have to write an article, mm-hmm. and it's not going to take very long, maybe half an hour to an hour. It's not a very long article. I just get bored in the middle with it.
If that were me, what would work for me, and I knew that the task was boring. In fact, I do this several times when I have something that's going to be more than 15, 20 minutes. I might take a break. I might go in, you know, the kitchen or the other room, get some water or get a little snack, a fruit, and then come back and know that I'm ready to go for the second half of it. So allow yourself to take that break. If you don't, it might take you longer to do it because it's a dreaded task. So if it's going to, even breaking it down into two little breaks to do something that you enjoy, make that choice to let that happen. It's almost like sharpening the saw from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Uh-huh. When you sharpen the saw, you can get more done after you sharpen the saw.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You bet. Anyone else? Okay, I'd like to go.
Cheryl, this is,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Cheryl, this is Karen. I think that what came out for me was I know when I don't make my daily tasks list that my day is definitely not as productive, but your suggestion to prioritize the order that I'm going to actually do them in I think should help a lot. to keep me on track and be more productive.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, what were some of the other things in the class today that will help you going forward? Todd, how about you?
Well, I found all the tools that you've given to be very insightful. One thing that I found in the past that has helped me avoid getting into this, you know, it's almost like to-dos and tasks and goals and all that can almost be like mowing the lawn. You know, every single week you have to mow the lawn again. And, you know, it gets to be somewhat mundane. And I think, you know, drawing on Stephen Covey's suggestion to begin with the end in mind is something that has helped me in the past. And I think I'm going to kind of revisit that in the sense that I want to kind of visualize that balance concept that you talk about and look at my life and just try to get a more crystallized vision of who I want to be, what I want to be, that balance picture in mind, and just visit that regularly so that I see that these tasks, whether they're mundane or not, are contributing towards that larger vision of who I want to be in life.
That's great. That's great. Todd, have you ever done the balance wheel where you look at all this stuff that balances out?
I don't know that the balance wheel is something I'm familiar with. Stephen Covey, of course, has, you know, the different areas of life, the spiritual, the mental, physical,
mm-hmm,
you know, the
mm-hmm.
different roles.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar to that?
Well, it is similar to that. It's where you put it all in a wheel and then evaluate how flat it is on each side, the 1 to the 10. In fact, if you email me, I'll send you the copy of that, and you could do all the different sides.
That would be great. And what's your email address?
It's Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at primeleaders.com. And if anyone else would like a copy of that, it's not really pertaining to our class today, but I'd love to share that with anyone who would like that. Please email me and I will send it to you. So thank you for sharing, Todd.
Thank you. Sure.
Anyone else? Okay. One thing I would like to inform everyone about is the 4-week class, the continuation of this class. It'll be starting in January. It starts on January the 11th on a Tuesday, 1 hour once a week. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, and the cost is $99, but for people who have already taken this first class, I'm giving a $30 discount, so it's $69, and it's for the 4-week class. You also get an audio CD, a professional studio audio CD of the whole class, the 5-week series, and you get the ebook on time, having more time on your side. So if you're interested in signing up for this whole series, you could do that at Prime Leaders, www.primeleaders.com/time2, T-I-M-E, and the number 2. It'll tell you all about the class and the different things for the different weeks. And if you're interested, please let me know, and we'll get you registered. So I want to thank everyone for joining the call today, and I hope all of this helps you and that you picked up some tips and tools to make you more effective in your day, and you'll have better control.
Great. Thank you, Cheryl.
You bet.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You bet. Bye, everyone.